All right, so today we're going to kind of dive into something that might seem a little bit dry at first glance, federal jurisdiction. But stick with me here because this is really all about how the U.S. government's power
Absolutely.
plays out, like right here in your state.
Yeah, your everyday life.
Yeah.
People interact with federal jurisdiction
More than you might realize.
constantly without realizing it.
Yeah, for sure.
Think of the safety regulations on your child's toys,
Yeah.
the environmental protections for your local park.
Right.
It's all connected to this idea of who has the authority to do what.
Yeah, so basically jurisdiction just means authority to act.
Exactly.
Like like a referee in a basketball game.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
They get to decide, who's playing by the rules, call out fouls, ultimately control how that game unfolds.
Right. And just like a referee can't start making new rules or interfering with a different game, the
Right.
federal government is supposed to operate
Okay.
within the boundaries set by the Constitution.
By the Constitution, that's right.
And that's where things get interesting.
So it sounds like before the Civil War, things were
A little bit simpler.
a little simpler, much simpler. It was about
Drawing clear line.
drawing clear lines between what the states could do
Yeah.
and what the federal government could do.
Right.
It was all about balancing those two spheres of
Yeah.
authority.
Then we get the 14th Amendment
Yeah.
after the Civil War.
That really shook things up,
Shook things up.
introduced the concept of federal citizenship, and it included that phrase, subject to the jurisdiction thereof,
Hold on.
which really added a whole other layer.
Federal citizenship? Are you saying there are two types of citizens now?
It's complicated, but essentially.
The 14th Amendment created a potential distinction between being a citizen of a state by birthright
Okay.
versus deriving your citizenship
Right.
through the amendment itself.
Okay.
And how that distinction plays out in
Yeah.
terms of federal jurisdiction
Yeah.
is a question that continues to be debated.
So this has an impact on us
Absolutely.
here, like in our state.
In your state,
Yeah.
let's look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the
Oh,
Constitution.
okay.
This clause lays out places where the federal government has exclusive power
Okay.
to make laws,
Okay.
like federal lands.
Okay, so things like national parks, military bases.
Precisely.
Okay.
The federal government gets to call the shots.
They get to make the rules in those places.
And this brings up an interesting point made by Justice Harlan in his dissent in
Okay.
the Downs v. Bidwell case.
Okay.
He warned that this power, if not carefully limited, could be wielded like a king's
Okay.
without the constraints of the Constitution.
Yeah, that's a bit unsettling.
Yeah.
And why isn't it crystal clear
Right.
what parts of the Constitution are behind each law
Right.
Congress passes?
It's a point of contention. Some
Yeah.
argue it's just practicality,
Right.
while others see it as a deliberate attempt
Right.
to obscure how far
Yeah.
federal power reaches,
Okay.
which could have implications for all of us,
Right, yeah.
no matter what state we live in.
Okay, so let's get into another big player in this whole thing, the Interstate Commerce Clause. So that's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4. And it seems like that's at the heart of a lot of how
It
federal
is.
power has expanded over time.
You're right.
Yeah.
Originally, it
Yeah.
was designed to prevent trade wars between states
Hey.
and ensure that goods could flow freely across state lines.
Okay.
It was all about economic unity and stability,
Right.
but its interpretation has evolved significantly.
So instead of just breaking down barriers to trade, it's now used to justify regulating anything that could affect interstate commerce,
That's a big shift.
even activities that seem pretty local.
Yes. Think about the 1988 federal law
Okay.
regulating toy guns.
Okay.
Most toys are made outside of the state where
Right.
they're sold.
Right.
So the federal government used the Interstate Commerce Clause
Okay.
to justify regulating them,
Okay.
reaching into an area
Yeah.
that states traditionally handled.
I wonder what Thomas Jefferson would have to say about that.
Well,
He was pretty passionate
he
for
was east.
limiting federal power.
Congress shouldn't be regulating commerce between citizens
Okay.
within a state,
Okay.
but rather focus on interstate and foreign trade.
Yeah.
He saw that as a key part of keeping the federal government
Good
from
point.
becoming too powerful.
So, are we saying there are two types of interstate commerce?
That's a great question.
One for how states interact,
Yeah.
and another one for how the U.S. government
Yeah,
interacts.
you're right.
with its territories?
Title 49 of the U.S. Code,
okay,
which deals with transportation,
okay,
makes a distinction between interstate commerce involving states,
yeah,
and that involving U.S. territories.
Okay.
And Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the Constitution,
okay,
gives Congress broader powers over territories than over states.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, where do corporations fit into all of this?
The Supreme Court case, Hale v. Hinkle,
yeah,
is important here.
Yeah.
It determined that corporations,
yeah,
are subject to more regulation,
okay,
than private citizens, particularly,
right,
when it comes to interstate commerce.
Yeah, and we see corporations everywhere,
yeah,
in our state.
That's because they're seen as creatures of this state, existing for the public benefit.
Right.
So there's more justification for regulation.
So while citizens have the right to travel freely between states,
exactly, their property,
the California Supreme Court case, Ex Parte Archie,
affirmed that right to travel and transport property,
okay,
highlighting the contrast,
right,
with the regulatory power over corporations.
And this is essential.
And this difference,
yeah,
is essential to understanding the balance of power between,
right,
individuals, corporations,
yeah. Yeah.
And the government.
Okay, so it sounds like we need to be,
yeah,
really careful about the word business.
Right.
Because it's not just someone...
It's not just someone setting up a shop.
Setting up shop on Main Street.
On Main Street.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Legally, it often means...
Legally, it often refers to the actions,
yeah,
and operations,
yeah,
of corporations.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Corporation.
Right.
So... When you encounter that term.
Yeah, when you see that term.
In legal documents.
In legal documents.
In discussions, it's important to keep that distinction in mind.
Yeah, keep that distinction in mind.
So just to recap, federal jurisdiction is this complex web of powers.
It is.
That shapes so much of our lives.
It does.
You know, even if we don't always realize it. Yeah, and it's not static.
Yeah, it's about who has the authority.
Right.
To make and enforce the rules.
It's evolved over time.
And how those rules impact individuals.
Influenced by court decisions.
Make the same.
Political changes.
And even entire states.
And societal needs.
Yeah.
It's not just some abstract legal concept.
Right.
It has real tangible effects on our lives.
Right here in our state.
In your state.
Yeah.
From how our businesses operate,
yeah,
to what kinds of regulations we live under.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so important for citizens to be informed about federal jurisdiction.
Right.
Because it impacts the balance of power,
right,
between the federal government,
yeah,
and the states,
yeah,
which in turn affects how our communities are governed and how our lives,
yeah,
are shaped.
So knowing all this, how do you think people here in our state,
that's a great question,
can use this knowledge to make a difference?
Yeah.
What can we do at the local level?
That gets to the heart of why we're having this discussion.
To ensure that our voices are heard.
First and foremost, it's about awareness.
Okay.
The more people understand how federal jurisdiction works,
yeah,
and how it affects their lives,
hmm,
the better equipped they'll be,
okay,
to engage in informed civic action.
So knowledge is power.
Exactly.
Oh.
Start by paying attention to the issues that matter to you in,
yeah,
your state.
Okay.
Are there federal regulations that are impacting your community,
oh, yeah,
positively or negatively?
Right.
Are there areas where you feel the federal government is overstepping its bounds?
Yeah.
Or where state and local control,
right,
would be more effective?
Because it's one thing to talk about.
Exactly.
You know, the Constitution and Supreme Court cases.
Right.
But it's another... To see how those things actually play out.
Absolutely.
In your own backyard.
In your own backyard.
Yeah.
And once you have that awareness,
yeah,
you can start taking action. Contact your elected officials, both at the state and federal levels.
Okay.
And let them know your concerns.
Mm.
Attend town hall meetings,
yeah,
and community forums,
yeah,
to voice your opinions,
yeah,
and engage in dialogue.
It's all about making those connections.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Federal jurisdiction might seem like a complex and distant concept,
yeah,
but its effects are felt right here.
Right here in our communities.
In our, yeah, communities, in our schools,
yeah,
our businesses, and even our homes.
So don't just sit back and let things happen.
Exactly.
Get involved.
Right.
Make your voice heard.
Use this knowledge.
And use this knowledge to shape the future.
To shape the future of your community.
Or your state.
And your state.
And your state? That's right.
Precisely.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
And in this case, it can be used.
And in this case?
To advocate for positive change.
It's power that can be used to advocate for positive change.
Right here in our state.
Right here in your state.
That's a great message to end on.
Absolutely.
Stay informed.
Stay informed.
Stay engaged.
And remember,
yeah,
that your voice matters.
Your voice matters.
We'll be back next time.
We'll be back next time.
For another deep dive.
For another deep
dive
into federal jurisdiction.
Federal jurisdiction.
We'll talk more about.
And we'll talk more about.
How citizens can get involved.
How citizens can get involved.
And make a difference.
And make a difference in their community.
In their communities.
So until then.
Until then.
Keep learning. Keep asking questions.
Keep learning.
And keep engaging in the process.
Asking questions and keep engaging.
In process.
For another deep dive.
See you next time. And remember, you don't have to be a legal expert.
Right.
To make a difference.
Right.
Start by talking to your friends and family about these issues.
Right.
Share what you've learned about federal jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And how it affects your community.
Right. Because the more people who are aware and engaged.
It's about fostering a culture of civic engagement where people feel empowered to participate in the decisions that affect their lives.
So thinking about all this.
And it all starts with understanding
the
rules of the game, so to speak.
Yeah. In the context of like our state.
Yeah.
Makes it so much more real.
Absolutely.
Like how does federal jurisdiction.
These are exactly the kinds of questions.
Affect our local schools.
We should be
our environment. The businesses on Main Street.
Are there federal regulations that are hindering economic growth in your state?
Right.
Or are there areas where the federal government is stepping in to address issues that could be better handled at the state or local level?
At the state or local level.
It's a constant balancing act.
Yeah. And it's not just about those big headline grabbing issues either.
It's about understanding.
Federal jurisdiction touches so many aspects.
That intricate web of power.
Of our daily lives here in our state.
That shapes our communities.
From zoning laws to healthcare regulations.
Some informed and engaged citizens who can advocate for the best interests of your state.
So if all this has you fired up.
Exactly.
I encourage you to dig deeper.
Talk to your local representatives.
Into the issues.
Go to town hall meetings.
That matter most to you.
Join community organizations.
Right here in our state.
Your voice matters.
Look at how federal jurisdiction plays out.
And your actions.
In your own backyard.
Can make a real difference.
And don't be afraid to get involved.
Absolutely.
That's a perfect note to wrap up on.
A perfect note to end on.
Keep learning. Keep asking questions.
Keep learning.
And keep engaging in the process.
Keep asking questions.
We'll see you next time.
And keep engaging in the process.
For another deep dive.
See you next time for another deep dive.
Yeah, and it's about understanding that federal jurisdiction isn't just this big abstract concept.
You know,
it has very real impacts on our daily lives.
Here in our state.
Yeah, for instance, you know, are there federal regulations that are hindering economic growth in your state?
Yeah, are there things that the federal government is doing?
Right, or are there areas where the federal government is stepping in to address issues that could be better handled
locally
at the state or local level.
Yeah.
It's a constant,
a constant
give and take.
Push and pull.
Push and pull.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, it's about being informed and engaged citizens.
It's about understanding that to advocate.
Yeah, that balance.
For the best interests of your state.
You know, between the federal government and the states.
Absolutely.
So if all this has you fired up, I encourage you to, you know, dig deeper into the issues that matter most to you.
Talk to your local representatives.
Yeah.
Go to town hall meetings.
Right here in our state.
Join community organizations.
Look at how federal jurisdiction.
Your voice matters.
Yeah.
And your actions.
Plays out in your own backyard.
Can make a real difference.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to get involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Being active and engaged.
So just to recap, you know, federal jurisdiction.
Citizen.
It's complex.
It's complex.
It affects all of us.
It affects all of us.
Especially here in our state.
Especially in your state.
And it's constantly evolving.
Right.
So stay informed.
But stay informed.
Stay engaged.
Stay engaged.
And most importantly.
And most importantly.
Make your voice heard.
Make your voice heard.
That's going to do it for this deep dive into federal jurisdiction.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.